Friends, let us begin the chapter number 7 of our subject, Radical Business Performance Improvement. And the name of the chapter is Using TOC, Theory of Constraints, to Improve Marketing. We have seen various applications of TOC in manufacturing, in distribution, in project management. And today, we will see the application of theory of constraints to improve marketing, which is the most important function in our business scenario. Marketing. Learning objective is to understand how to apply the principles of TOC to marketing. Dr. Goldratt said, marketing is spreading the corns for the ducks to come and sit. There are ducks around in the air. We spread the corns for them, then ducks will come and sit in front of you. So, what is marketing? Marketing is spreading the corns so that the ducks will come and sit in front of you. What is sales? Sales is taking a gun and shooting a sitting duck. That is the difference between marketing and sales. Marketing makes the ducks to sit in front of you. Marketing spreads the corns for them. Once they come and sit in front of you, sales will take a gun and shoot them. Funny. If the duck is not sitting and is moving like a mosquito, that means if you are not able, marketing is not able to attract the ducks, in spite of spreading the corns, if the duck is not sitting and is moving like a mosquito, don't blame the sales. Don't blame the salesperson. Blame the fact that you have not done proper marketing. Dr. Goldratt used to say this. Marketing has to attract the customers. Sales has to sell the material to them and complete the selling process. That is what Dr. Goldratt used to say. Distinction between marketing and sales. Because many people are not having clear idea what is the distinction between marketing and sales. Many people feel that it is the same function. Marketing is bringing the market to desire. Now, one new word I am using, market to desire product or service. They must feel that, yes, I want to buy this particular product. For example, there is a car in the market and I have a desire, I have a dream to buy that car, either today, tomorrow, or in the future, that desire is created in my mind by that product. And that job is marketing. Marketing is bringing the market to desire the product or service. For example, there is a service and I have dream in my mind that one day I will buy that service. For example, a person always travels by train, one day he wants to travel by air. So that desire is there in my mind, in his mind. So marketing is bringing the market to desire product or service. Marketing is about generating the demand. All over, there is a big market. India is a big market. Now, urban area also, and even in rural area, marketing will create a desire. For example, Fair and Lovely is a product. Generally, urban area people will like that product. But marketing has become so strong that now people in rural area also started desiring a product like Fair and Lovely, Dove, all these products. They started having a desire for these products. Marketing. Marketing is generating demand. In our childhood, the demand for dental creams like Colgate and was very small. People were using tooth powder. Slowly, everybody started having a desire that I will have toothpaste. I will not brush my teeth by tooth powder. So that desire has come. Everybody has started desiring that product. Every person feels that my skin should be very good, very smooth. Every person has started having a desire that he should look fair. Fairness cream has started getting sold in the market. Marketing is constructing a value proposition to large enough markets, same thing I told, and creating mass awareness that such products are available. For example, if there are so many stains on my shirt, there are products which promise that these stains will completely vanish by this or that process. There is an awareness now that I don't have to worry. If my children create stains on their shirt, I don't have to worry. I am now aware that these stains can be completely removed. Marketing is constructing a value proposition to large enough markets that, look, you have a product here and you can clear your purpose due to this product. Sales is using the prospect and close the deal. I was telling you now. To close the deal, that means salesperson goes to that particular prospect, gives the product to him, collects the money, close the deal. The difference between marketing is, marketing creates a desire, marketing is generating the demand, and sales is contacting the particular prospect and closing the deal. Contacting the particular customer and closing the deal. When you have a product or service, there are two different perceptions of value of the same product or service. You may be knowing that there is a perception of value in the customer's mind that we have discussed many times in many forums, that customer is having the perception of the value of that product. For example, let us see the same product again, Fair and Lovely. There is a perception in the customer's mind that, look, I will be little bit more fairer because of this product. So there is a perception of value in the customer's mind. But there is one more perception. One is perception of value of the supplier, which is based on the efforts. What are the efforts? Research, development, trials, pilot order, manufacturing process, design of the product. He has spent so much time in so many activities. And so he feels that so many activities I have done. So my product is very, very, very highly valuable. He feels that. One is perception of the value of the supplier, which is based on the efforts that have gone into providing product or service. So if he has put efforts of, let us say, 10 years in research and development and manufacturing and developing and all that, he feels that his product is of a very high value. Customer may not feel that. Customer may not bother about how many efforts you have put in producing the product. Customer feels that, is it satisfying my need? Is it satisfying my requirement? Then only that product is good. How many years you have spent? How much money you have spent? I don't have any problem for that. If the product is satisfying my need, then I will buy the product, otherwise I will not buy the product. So another is market's perception of value, which is according to how much benefit the product or service brings to the client. For example, Fair and Lovely is not bringing any benefit to me, then I will not buy it. If I feel that it is bringing some benefit to me, then I will buy it. I don't care how much time the company has spent in developing the product. So there are clearly two perceptions. One is perception of value of the supplier, which is based on the efforts that have gone into providing product or service. And another is market's perception of value, which is according to how much benefit the product or service brings to the client. So this is a conflict. What is that? In order to arrive at good pricing decisions, we must get enough volume, act upon market's perception of value, then I will get enough sales volume. Act upon market's perception of value, then I will get enough sales. Arrive at good pricing decisions, get reasonable product margin. I must get marginals. If I don't get the margin, what is the purpose of the business? So, to get reasonable product margin, act upon supplier's perception of value. I feel as a supplier that my product is costing 100 rupees per that paste. 100 rupees. And what customer feels? Customer feels that this product is not even worth 50 rupees. So, acting upon market's perception of value to get enough volume, because volume is also important. If customer feels that the product is not worth 100 rupees, customer will not buy it. So, I have to act upon market's perception of value. If I do that, I will not get the margin. So, it is a conflict, which is shown as red. It's a conflict. If the client's perception of value is much higher than the supplier's perception of value, then we don't have any conflict. If I feel that the cost of the product is 100 as a supplier, if I feel that the cost of the product is 100 and I should sell the product as rupees 100, and market also feels so, even market feels that this product is much more worth than 100 rupees. No problem. Then there is no conflict. Job of marketing. Now I will come to the point. Because I have said if client's perception is higher than the supplier's perception, no problem. Then job of marketing is to raise the client's perception, to imbibe upon client's mind of value at least to the level which is slightly higher than the supplier's perception of value. Marketing has to convince the customer that look, the value of the product is so much. For example, there is a tablet. Now, the marketing department has to convince the customer that look, this tablet will solve all your health problems, all problems, and you will be very healthy. Just take this tablet every day. Also, if you want, you take in the evening also, two tablets a day, and I will prove it to you that all your problems will vanish. Then he will feel, okay, what is the price of the tablet? Then I say, the price of the tablet is 50 rupees, so 100 rupees a day. Just 100 rupees a day will solve all your problems, sir, and you will save lot of money in your normal medicines. Today you are spending 500 rupees every day, sir. Just spend 200 rupees and you will solve all the problems, sir. This is marketing. Marketing is to raise the client's perception of value at least to the level which is higher than the supplier's perception of value. Market's perception of value can be increased by solving problems. Solve the problems. Don't tell the customer that, look, my product is good, my product is good, I am good, my company is good. Don't do that. please tell customer that it will solve your problems much better than the competitor's policies. My policies are much better, meeting clients' specific needs. For example, customer has specific need, understand that. Make some homework on customer's needs, specific needs, and then tell the customer or tell the market that my product is solving your specific needs. What are the specific needs? The skin, as it is seen in the summer season, skin as it is seen in the winter season is different. Client's specific need is her skin should be as good in winter as it was in summer, and all the 12 months her skin should look good. If marketing is able to tell her that, look madam, your skin is going to be first class all the 12 months because of my fairness cream or because of my moisturizer or whatever, then she will buy it. Her specific need is that normally her skin is very good, but she has a problem in winter. Specific need. Okay, understand the specific need and tell her that, look, my product is able to solve your this problem. Meeting client's specific needs, then she will buy it at whatever price you have put. For example, in place of 100 rupees, even if you put 200 rupees, she will buy it. She will not ask why 200 rupees, why not 100 rupees, because she is convinced that that product is solving her specific needs, that too with very good effectiveness. And now I will come to a very important word, decisive competitive edge, DCE. Never forget this word, DCE, decisive competitive edge. What is that? DCE is one that is good enough to persuade prospects to take their business away from existing suppliers and give it to you. What is decisive competitive edge? I have as a supplier a decisive competitive edge. Please do not buy the products from that particular competitor, buy it from me. There are 5 competitors. For example, there is an advertisement running on the TV that don't buy Colgate, buy Pepsodent, because Pepsodent is better than Colgate. That kind of advertisement is going on. I have as a supplier decisive competitive edge. Buy it from me because I am able to give you better value for your money. I have decisive competitive edge. So, one that is good enough to persuade your prospects to take the business away from existing suppliers and give it to you. Give it to me. Please give it to me. Without DCE, that means an organization must have a DCE, decisive competitive edge. Why customer should come to you? For example, there is a school. Why parents should take admission of their children there? Why? Why not 10 other schools which are there? Why they should come to you? Then you should say, look, our teachers are very highly qualified, highly experienced, and we relate to a university in US. Something like that. Some decisive competitive edge. Then in spite of your fees being high, parents will come to you. Decisive competitive edge. There are many competitors. there must be a decisive competitive edge. Why customers must come to you? If you don't have a decisive competitive edge, then downturn in the market becomes a downturn for you. Definitely. If there is a downturn in the market because of recession, your business also is going to be having a downturn. And this is happening. We know. They say, oh, our business is down because of recession. They don't know that their business is down because of they don't have any decisive competitive edge. If there is a decisive competitive edge, in spite of recession, the business downturn will not be there. Please know. Without a DCE, you can't take some business away from your competitor, not without cutting your price. Yes, you have to cut your price. But then, if you cut your price, you cut into your profitability, which is the worst tactics. Worst. You can't cut a price. But then you have to, because otherwise customer is not buying from you, they are buying from your competitor. Without a decisive competitive edge, you cannot take away business away from your competitor. Please note this. Otherwise, you have to cut your price and then maybe some business will come to you. That also is not guaranteed. So, one very, very important thing. Please create your decisive competitive edge. Competitive. An organization has little to distinguish from the competition. Okay, competitor's product is there, your product is there. So many products are there when I go to the big bazaar. Then, what is the difference between Lux and Rexona? I don't know. I just happen to buy Lux, just like that. But there is no reason. Dove, on the other hand, has a competitive edge. What is competitive? There is no much difference. Organization has little to distinguish from the competition. His products also exist. Your products also exist. They are on the shelf. Customer buys either of the product. There is no reason why he buys Lux. There is no reason why he buys Rexona. They are competitive. Then, competitive advantage. Next word is competitive advantage. Organization has ability to gain market share when the advantage is presented to the target client. We can say, okay sir, you buy this, this has some advantage. Decisive competitive edge is little more than that. Decisive. Decisive means customer has to buy your product only. He cannot go to your competitor. Because your product is decisively good. It is excellent without any doubt. Decisive competitive edge, which satisfies a significant need of the client until a point is achieved in which almost no competitor can satisfy. My product is so good that whatever my product gives you, no other competitor can satisfy your needs. A very, very high decisive competitive edge. For example, one medicine is there. That medicine solves all your health problems, which in the market there is absolutely no other medicine which can take care of all your sickness. So you have to buy only that. That has a decisive competitive edge. No other competitor has ability to satisfy the needs of the clients, which your product can satisfy all the needs of the clients. You must create that kind of a decisive competitive edge. Organization has an ability to significantly improve the performance of the client. Today, your client is buying so many products. His performance is going like this. If he buys a product from you, his performance goes up. His performance goes up like this. Then he knows that, look, if I buy this product, I have a decisive competitive edge for himself also. Then he will buy the product from you. Organization has an ability to significantly improve performance of the client, nothing like that. Client's performance. For example, if it is a beautiful product like Fair and Lovely, significantly improve the skin performance, then she will buy it 12 months, all 12 months from you, because she knows that her beauty performance has improved tremendously because of this product. Then she will buy only from you. So please understand the difference between simply competitive edge and decisive competitive edge. One thing you should know, whatever product you are producing, you must have a decisive competitive edge. So how to build this decisive competitive edge? There is a need to build decisive competitive edge. In a big enough market, without exhausting existing resources, without taking real risks, by improving market's perception of value and getting the market to desire your product. Customer must desire your product. For example, some days back I had gone to Kerala. I found that there is a soap, handmade, homemade soap. It contains the sandalwood and it contains many other ingredients, and that soap has become so very good that I desired that I must have the soap from there only. So I had brought 4 number of soaps from there. Since they were exhausted in a couple of months, and then I came to know that one of my friend was going to Kerala, I requested him to bring 4 more soaps for me. I started desiring that product. It was having a decisive competitive edge, much more than other soaps available in the normal market. This particular soap was having much, much bigger decisive competitive edge. So I sent my friend all the way to Kerala to bring those soaps for me. Decisive competitive edge. Because here I started desiring that product. I must have that product. Otherwise, I cannot work like that. Because it has improved my performance. It has improved my pleasure. It has improved my happiness. By improving market's perception of value and getting the market to desire your product. By implementing TOC for operations, you know, drum, buffer, rope, all that we have discussed. Implement it in your operations. Implement it in your distribution, as we have discussed. Implement it in your projects. Critical chain project management. All these 3 we have discussed. Please implement it first, and then you can build your decisive competitive edge by offering something of greater value than the price charged. Greater value than the price charged. By changing policies and not products. Change the policies which are coming in the way of your business. Change the policies. Don't be afraid. Create a decisive competitive edge. For example, there is a travel company called XX. I always go by that, because they have created a competitive, decisive competitive edge in my mind, that if I go by that travel company, I not only get a very good travel advantage, but I also get excellent food. I also get excellent hotels. and those 15 days are the best in my life. That kind of a decisive competitive edge is created by that travel company. So always I go by that. I don't care whether they charge 35,000 or 40,000, because I know that I am going to get all that value for money with full advantage to me. So I always go by that travel company. Why? Because I know that they give me much more value than my 40,000 rupees in terms of travel advantage, in terms of food quality, in terms of hotels. They take care of me personally. If I have any problem, they give me personal attention, undivided personal attention. So why not I will go there? By offering something of greater value than the price charged, by changing policies and not products, by finding ways to segment, by creating flexibility. There are people who are very rigid. Be flexible. Then, by finding ways to segment means, I will discuss it afterwards, market segments that I will discuss afterwards. But one thing, by doing all this, you have to create your decisive competitive edge. Otherwise, if there is a downturn outside due to recession, your business also will have a downturn. You have to see that customers will come to you by going away from all your competitors. They will come to you because you have a decisive competitive edge. Very, very clear I am putting. A DCA cannot be upset by competition with a price reduction. That means customer starts coming to you. Now, competitors are becoming very, very upset. And what they do? They don't have any alternative than to reduce the price, reduce their price, because they are so much upset. The post office could not compete with following offer of FedEx. What was the FedEx policy? Absolutely, positively, overnight, everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world, we will deliver your parcel. Absolutely, positively, overnight. You give me your parcel. Your parcel will reach anywhere in the world tomorrow morning. How do you like it? That was the competitive advantage. That was the decisive competitive edge by FedEx. Nobody else. Post office, even if they give the free delivery, still people will not go to post office. Because that kind of a decisive competitive edge was created by FedEx, that absolutely, positively, overnight, in one night, everywhere in the world. Who can have that kind of a decisive competitive edge? I will go to FedEx only, because I know my parcel will be delivered tomorrow morning. Anywhere in the world, even in US, they will deliver my parcel. FedEx. I was talking about decisive competitive edge. This is the decisive competitive edge. Absolutely, positively, overnight, everywhere in the world, I will deliver the parcel. Now, one more beautiful word, winning offer. Make a winning offer to the customer. Must satisfy a significant need of enough clients. Must be difficult for competitors to imitate. Should bear minimal risk for the company and not required excessive investment. Make a winning offer. Other day I had gone to Kashmir. There he gave me a winning offer that, look sir, if you buy this, this, this and this, the cost is 15,000 rupees, but since government is giving us lot of subsidy, the whole thing you will get only in 6,500. 15,000 rupees worth specific material which I can get only in Kashmir, he was giving me in 6,500 rupees. So why I will not buy? It was a winning offer. must satisfy a significant need of enough clients, must be difficult for competitors to imitate, because such kind of an offer no competitor can do, because the material worth 15,000 rupees, okay, they can afford to give in 14,000 rupees, maybe by cutting their profit margin. But this fellow was giving me at 6,500 rupees, it was simply not possible for any competitor to imitate that. And it was having minimal risk for his company because he was getting subsidy from government. Winning offer. Make a winning offer. For example, the other day I had gone to a mall and their offer was buy 3, get 2 free. I can buy 3 shirts and get 2 shirts free of cost. I have seen the offers like buy 4 and get 4 free of cost. And excellent quality, great quality, not second hand, first hand, very good quality. Actually, in fact, it is like a 50% discount. But how they put it? Buy 4, get 4 free. Must satisfy a significant need of enough clients. Must be difficult for competitors to imitate. For example, I have to buy thermals. Now, what is my significant need that I am going to a place like Kashmir and I want to use those thermals there? Now, in the summer season, those thermals are required only in Kashmir. In a place like Pune or Mumbai, those thermals are not of any use. So, what was my need? In the summer season, I need thermals for my use in Kashmir only for 8 days. So, if possible, I should get the thermals at a discount. So, somebody offered to me thermals at a discount. So, I bought it. Winning offer. What was my need? My need was I should get the thermals at a discount. Why? Because I need it for only a limited time. I got it. I bought it.